I've received a lot of positive feedback from people who bought goldbacks, and then after getting them, they held them in their hands and they couldn't believe how beautiful they are and also how heavy they are, at least the larger bills, the 50s and the 25s. Now remember that goldbacks, they embed physical gold inside layers of polymer, creating something the size of a bill, but it's not obviously currency. It's not official money. It's simply a unit of gold, a very precise unit of gold that's embedded in these polymers and then decorated with a really intricate design. And because of the divisibility of the goldback varieties, you know, you can get a 1/1000th of an ounce or a 5/1000th of an ounce or a 10 or a 25 or a 50. It makes gold very divisible and spendable. And people love the way these look and feel. People put them on display because they're so gorgeous. People do all kinds of things with these. They give them as gifts. They use them at farmers markets. Of course, if you're buying with them, you need to explain them to the vendor and make sure the vendor will accept them. But you'd be amazed how many people are happy to accept goldbacks because it's real physical gold embedded in the polymer. And in this podcast, I wanted to cover the utility of goldbacks in a grid down scenario specifically because that's what's being threatened. There's all this predictive programming about cyber attacks and a grid down scenario and the loss of internet connectivity or any kind of telecommunications. And what is it, that new Netflix movie about the end of the world that I covered the other day? The one that was funded in part by Barack Obama. And it depicts a world where the grid has been taken down via cyber attacks and people are left with no services, no communications, and ultimately that means no electricity. Although in the film, they still had electricity, but that wouldn't last very long in reality. Now, in a grid down scenario, it's very clear that banking won't function. I mean, that's obvious because banks, of course, need all these electronic transactions in order to work, and your money in a bank is not physically stored in the vault, it's just digits on the screen. So that money doesn't even really exist in the real world for the most part, although you could go in and get a little bit of cash, but once the grid goes down, even the ATMs won't work. So banking goes down and stays down hard, which means you don't have access to your checking accounts and savings accounts, and checks don't work, so nobody will take checks. And you might wonder, well, in this kind of scenario, what will people use to trade? Because there will be a thriving marketplace. People will want to buy and sell everything from garden seeds, which is one form of money, by the way. You could have garden seeds as a barter item. But people will need ammunition for protection. People will still need lots of things. Fuel, for example, to run generators. People will need solar panels. People will need firearms and clothing and, you know, needles and yarn for repairing clothes and glue, you know, all kinds of things. I mean, think about all the things that you need every day, not to mention food. And you're going to need water filters, you know. There will be high demand for all these things. And so what will people use as currency? Well, obviously, people will turn to many forms of barter, which would include trading for garden seeds or ammunition. I would imagine that 9mm rounds would be considered a form of currency at that time, or let's say the 22 long rifle ammo, or, you know, 5.56 ammo or whatever. So it's always good to have ammo for lots of reasons, and it's always good to have garden seeds. But what about gold and silver? Now, as you know, gold is typically used to store your wealth, to store assets, to kind of put them in a bunker so that you don't lose the value of your savings as the dollar collapses. So gold is kind of like hitting the pause button on your assets. But how do you get out of gold? You know, once there's a recovery, well, the plan typically is to either use gold to buy large assets like land or businesses or maybe vehicles, you know, something that is many thousands of dollars, because let's face it, one gold coin today is about, you know, $2,100. And in a collapse scenario, it's likely to be more like $5,000 or $10,000. So you're basically, with a 1 ounce gold coin, you're walking around with a what might be a $10,000 bill in essence. And that's hard to make change with. So typically the strategy with gold is that eventually you're going to turn it back into some kind of fiat currency. For example, I've thought, you know, I live in the state of Texas, and at some point Texas will launch its own Texas currency, and then I'll be able to trade in gold for the Texas currency, because the state will need gold to have gold-backed currency, and it will be issuing currency while storing gold. So it actually makes a lot of sense. And the trade-in value will probably be very, very generous at that time, because of course everybody will need gold. So the value of gold will be very high. You'll get a lot of currency for that. Or like I said, you might use gold to buy someone's business. As long as their business can be expressed in units of $10,000 at a time, right? Or you might use gold to buy a piece of land, like, oh, here's, you know, 20 gold coins for this large ranch or whatever. So those are some uses of gold in terms of real world barter and trade. But it's very difficult to take a piece of gold and go in and buy a sandwich, or to buy, you know, 10 pounds of beef or whatever, a gallon of milk. Now that's where silver comes in. For a lot of people, silver makes great sense. It's a lot more divisible. And of course, junk silver is pre-1965 silver that was minted by the U.S. Mint at one time, although the junk silver pieces are pretty worn these days. They're still recognizable, of course. And so you can get junk silver dimes and quarters and even some half dollars and so on. And they have about 90% silver content. It varies a little bit. Some of them are 91%. And so that's called junk silver. And I've got some junk silver. And I think that's a good choice also, because that will be recognizable by a lot of people because it's a U.S. mint. But for people who don't know what junk silver is, then you have to explain, oh, this is pre-1965. And before 1965, all these coins were using 90% silver. And then the person has to get that, right? So there might be a little bit of an education effort necessary, which is not a big deal. Gold backs make gold spendable like silver, but gold backs are very beautiful. They're highly divisible. You can have a one gold back, which is 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold. And at current market prices, that is worth about something over $4 for one gold back. The physical gold inside the gold back is worth a little over $2. So remember, there's physical gold embedded in the gold back, and the physical gold represents about half the accepted value of the gold back, which means also that if you buy gold backs, you are paying a premium over gold. You're paying about twice the price of gold because you're getting it in this highly divisible, very beautiful, and now increasingly recognizable format that makes gold spendable. So, for example, if you take a 50 gold back, and let's just assume gold is $2,000 an ounce because it's close to that. But if you take a 50 gold back, that has 50/1000ths of an ounce of gold, which is 1/20th of an ounce of gold. Or in other words, just the gold itself is worth $100. If you were to melt it down and extract the gold, it's $100 worth of gold. But the bill is priced at double that, the 50 gold back bill, because of the premium of the utility and the divisibility of the gold back format. And also, of course, it costs money to have this advanced printing technique and to actually put in a precise amount of gold in between the polymers. And remember that gold backs are priced at the exact same cost per fraction of an ounce of gold. For example, a 10 gold back is priced at 1/5 of a 50, or a 5 gold back is priced at 1/5 of a 25, and a 25 is one half of a 50. So there's equal divisibility. Or you could say 50 ones are the same price as 150. And I think in mathematics, that's referred to as a commutative properties. Or in terms of money and the equality of units of money, in a loose sense, that's referred to as fungibility. It's not exactly what fungibility means, but it's close. The point is, if you've got 50 ones or 150, you have the same value in goldbacks, and you have the same exact amount of physical gold. So I tend to say to people who want to buy goldbacks, I think it's great to get lower denominations because you have a lot of divisibility for most of your purchase, whereas it's perfectly fine to have some 50s and a few 25s and so on, even as gifts, because the 50 is so hefty. It's really thick. It's got a lot of gold in it, and you can feel it, and you can see it. And if you melt it down, you can weigh it, by the way, which I did. I've destroyed a lot of goldbacks in this whole process, which a lot of people find kind of funny, but that's the only way to test them. So to the main point here, if the grid goes down, you know, obviously digital money vanishes. Obviously stocks and bonds are inaccessible. And also crypto, of course, is not accessible when the power grid is down and the internet isn't working. Although I do believe that privacy crypto has a very important role to play in prepping and, you know, having a bug out plan and also protecting your privacy and so on. I think it's smart to have some privacy crypto such as Monero. However, if we're talking about a grid down situation, then it comes down to physical things that don't vanish when the lights go out. And that's where goldbacks or physical gold and silver really shine. But again, goldbacks in particular, you can take them out of your vault or wherever you have them stored. I don't know, your sock drawer. And you can immediately start trading goldbacks for things like fuel or medicine or garden seeds or whatever you want. Whereas if you have gold coins, you're going to be very hard pressed to find somebody who will take a gold coin and give you a pound of hamburger, let's say, and then make change for the gold coin. It's like, well, you know, this is worth, let's say, $5,000, and that pound of ground beef is worth, who knows, current prices, let's call it $25. So how are you going to make change for $4,975? Well, it just doesn't work. And again, that's where goldbacks come into play. So divisibility of gold is really amazing. And it has high utility value. And that's where the premium is justified in goldbacks. Because again, you are paying extra over the base price of gold per ounce. You're paying about double, but you're getting the utility and the divisibility and the format of the goldback, which is also very durable, by the way. It's more durable than dollars. It's not paper, you know. Goldbacks aren't paper. They're not linen. They're a very durable, you know, chemically resistant, waterproof, tear-proof, you know, polymer. They're actually kind of hard to destroy. You have to melt them at, well, initially 800 degrees Celsius and then 1100 degrees for the second phase of melting, which I did. But they're very, very durable. So keep that in mind, and if you want to get some goldbacks, our affiliate site is verifiedgoldbacks.com, and there you can see the results of all of my laboratory testing and the kiln testing, which is the meltdown testing, the analytical balance testing, as well as the acid stone test. I've shown you the results, the actual photographs of the gold foil and everything that was extracted. You can see all that at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Because it is an affiliate site, we do earn a small commission on goldback sales through that site, but it's no additional cost to you. And one of the things that I do with that is I acquire more goldbacks and I test them and destroy them. So I'm going to be doing this on a regular basis in order to spot check the gold content. So I feel like by doing that, at least I'm adding value to the confirmation of goldbacks. And that's one reason why, if you want to support my effort in that, it would be great that you purchase them through verifiedgoldbacks.com. But for any extra, we would just use that to help support our platforms for free speech. So I thank you for your support. and I think you'll really enjoy these. If you're just curious about goldbacks, place a small order. You know, order $50 worth or whatever, $100 worth, and just check them out. You're going to be amazed. A lot of people are doing that, and then after they get them, they're really impressed, and then they do a much larger order the second time, because then they want to hand them out and use them and store more or whatever. It's up to you, you know. I think you'll really enjoy these. I love them, and everybody that I've shown them to wants them. And people want to buy them off of me all the time. Like, all the time. Usually I'm just giving them away, but people do. They sit there and say, well, I'll give you cash right now. Yeah. Well, why would I want your cash? I mean, I'd rather have gold. But anyway, thanks for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. All right, back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have our certified organic lab tested milk powder and also our coconut milk products. Again, both back in stock. I've got some on my desk. Can you show that? There we go. We've got milk powder in number 10 cans, which are really great for long-term storage. Also completely rodent proof there. We also have milk that is cow's milk in the pouches. And then we have coconut milk powder as well for those of you who want that option. I use both of these. These are great long-term storable items, great barter items. They're both available at healthrangerstore.com along with hundreds of other products that we have there. Check this out. We also have our new organic super anthocyanins powder, which is great. I mean, this is a blend of 6 organic berry and vegetable powders. It's high in anthocyanins, which are the purple pigment molecules that have extraordinary properties for supporting your health. Also, of course, lab tested for glyphosate and heavy metals and more. And then if you go through the website, you'll see all these other products that we have. Freeze-dried beet juice powder, organic nascent atomic iodine that's in organic glycerin, by the way. It makes it more tasty for people. Here's our organic vanilla bean powder, like the real vanilla bean powder, not make-believe fantasy artificial vanilla flavors. And then we have this new Hydrate Elementals, which is organic coconut water with aquamin, which is a very popular mineral supplement. And this has great benefits. You can read about that and much more, collagen, peptides, and so on. All of this at healthrangerstore.com, where we do more in-house lab testing of our own products than any company in the world, any retailer, you know, any e-commerce company on the planet. We do more rigorous testing with our in-house lab, and that way we can bring you clean foods and supplements, things that we know to be clean, and almost everything certified organic as well. So check it all out, and thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take care.